I think we were by far the better team in the first half, and we went in disappointed not to be in front at the break. They've come at us second half, they've had a lot of territory without really hurting us and without really creating an awful lot. But yeah, we've put in a really good performance first half and really resilient second half. But overall, I think we're disappointed we didn't nick the lead, because I think we definitely would have been able to hold on the way we defended in the second half.
I was going to say, were you disappointed to go in at half-time still 0-0?
Yeah, definitely. We've had a couple of chances that should be putting away, to be honest. You get them chances 10 times, you hope to score 9 or 8 of them. So it is disappointing, and they give everyone a boost as well, give us a bit of more momentum than we had. So yeah, it was disappointing, but overall, I think if you were to give us a 0-0 against them back up their place, which is a nice tie, probably make the club a couple of quid and all. So yeah, probably would have took it before the game.
It was obviously very even from sitting up here in the commentary box. I mean, 51 places between the two sides on the pitch. Did it feel like there was a big difference?
Nah, definitely not. We knew before the game, if we was right at it, we'd cause them problems. A lot of our team have played at a high level, have probably played against them in the past, and we fancied ourselves. We definitely did. So yeah, you can look at it and say they're 51 places above us and that, but if the kits were on the other end, you probably wouldn't have been able to tell the difference, to be honest. You'd have had a lot of territory second half without really hurting us, but yeah, I'd say on the whole, probably a fair draw.
Do you fancy yourselves for the replay as well?
Yeah, I think after that we've got to fancy ourselves. Don't think they'll be looking forward to the replay, to be honest, after that. And yeah, it'll be tough. Not many people will take anything from them at home in the league, let alone a couple of leagues below them. But we've got to take confidence from that. We're on a great run now. Everyone's doing their bit, and we'll go up there. We've got nothing to lose, and yeah, we'll have a right good go up there.
You mentioned that great run, 6 games unbeaten now. I mean, confidence must be really high in that dressing room.
Yeah, definitely. Yeah, take out the Forest Green game, and I think the run goes on even longer. And that was a blip in quite a good bit of form with it now. So yeah, first and foremost, the boys are working. They're working as hard as they can. Every day, I was going to say work in their privates off then, but yeah, we're working really hard on the training pitch. We're fit, and the gaffer's got us playing a good brand of football. And yeah, I think long may the run continue, and I think it will.
Defensively, the Shots have kept 5 clean sheets in their last 8 games. What's it like to play in front of them? Is it quite a hesitate to use the word, a relaxing experience, but it must be quite good in terms of the confidence having them playing behind you as they are?
Yeah, definitely. But one thing I will say is that the back 4 ain't the only ones keeping the clean sheet, because if the ball weren't getting there in the first place, they're not going to score. I think it starts from the front 2, right down through the midfield. At the end of the day, the defenders should be the last ones that get breached if they're going to score. So all round the pitch, I think, like I say, from the strikers right back to the keeper, should be taking as much credit for the clean sheets as anyone. But yeah, they are doing really well, without a doubt. You can't take that away from the individuals, but I think it's definitely a team thing rather than pinpoint individuals for the clean sheets.